Namam davut, namam davut, namam davut, namam davut, namam davut, namam davut, namam davut. Begin my talk by turning on the microphone. I'll begin my talk by reading a passage from one of Shindan Shonin's Wasan hymns. This expresses the joy of the Nembutsu. Please join me in Gassho. When sentient beings in the various forms of existence throughout the ten quarters, on hearing Amida's name of transcendent virtues, come to attain true and real Shinjin, they greatly rejoice at what they have heard. Namu Amida Butsu. 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 Namu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Do you notice anything special or a little bit unusual up here? The Onaijin? Yeah, Miles? Flowers? We have beautiful flowers. Our flowers are extra beautiful this week. That's true. Anything else that's not usually up there? Anything? Yeah, Nina? Mochi, that's right. Mochi. Do you know what that's? Do you know what kind of mochi this is? We have two kinds of mochi up here. No? Yeah, do you know? Kashiwa mochi, that's right. We have kashiwa mochi. We have one other kind of mochi. Extra credit question. Does anybody know? Anybody know? Any of our Japanese speakers know what this other one is called? What was that? Chimaki, that's right, chimaki. Very good. So we have these two special kinds of mochi that we don't normally have, chimaki mochi and kashiwa mochi. Why would we have mochi in May? Yeah, do you know, Finley? Finley, do you know? Kodomo no hi, that's right. Children's Day. So today at our temple, we're having a special observance for Children's Day. So we have the mochi, and what else do we do? Remember last week, some people worked on something. There's still some spray paint on the parking lot. Yeah? Do you know, Haley?
Mommy!
What's that? Koi no bori. That's right. We fly the carp banners. Does anyone know what those carp banners represent? It comes from an ancient legend. Yeah? Do you know, Kate? What's that?
Strength.
Strength. That's right. They represent strength. Yeah. So it's a fish. It's a certain kind of fish. It's a koi fish. A carp. And it's said that if a carp can swim to the top of a waterfall, if a carp can swim up a waterfall, what happens? Do you know, Dioma?
Dragon.
It becomes a dragon. That's right. So if a carp is able to swim to the top of a waterfall, becomes a dragon, becomes very strong. So that's the hope for our children. There we go. See, we have one right here, koi nobori. That's right. That's right. So this represents working very hard to become very strong, right? Today, I also want to talk about something else. This is the first service we're having in the month of May, and we're having a special service for May in a couple weeks. What is our special service for May? Does anyone know? Do you know, Nicole?
Hatsumairi.
We do have Hatsumairi, and that is a special service. Haley, do you know? Gotane, that's right. And what is Gotane a celebration of? Shindan Shonin's birthday. So today, we're going to be talking a little bit about Shindan Shonin. We have a few different images of Shindan Shonin here in the temple. Can you point to one? One image of Shindan Shonin. Yeah, okay, I see people pointing in opposite directions. Okay, Miles is pointing right up here, and that's right, there's a portrait of Shindan Shonin. It's a portrait of Shindan Shonin sitting. But I also see Cameron pointing in the opposite direction. Oh, Cole, sorry. Cole pointing in the opposite direction. Cole, where is the other one?
In the doorway.
In the doorway. That's right. Have you ever noticed a statue in our doorway? Right? That is Shinran Shonin. And he's a little bit different. The Shinran Shonin in our doorway is a little bit different than the Shinran Shonin who's right here. What's different about the Shinran Shonin in the doorway? Yeah, Dilma? That's right. He's standing up, he's holding a stick, and he has a cone-shaped flat hat. Right. Do you know what that cone-shaped flat hat is called?
Anyone?
An ice cream hat? It kind of looks like an ice cream hat. It's actually called a casa. A casa. What is a casa? Yeah? Do you know? Do you know, Cole? Or not so cool. My names are all cross-filed this morning. Miles, do you know? An umbrella, that's right. So that hat is an umbrella, right? So when do you need an umbrella? When do you need an umbrella? Finley? When it's raining or? When does sometimes we see ladies carrying umbrellas when it's not raining. Yeah, do you know? When it's hot outside. So, yeah, Dilma?
And also when it's too bright and they want some shade and they just have to stand there and they still
That's right, when they have to be out in the sun on a hot sunny day and they need some shade, right? So Shinran Shonin wore that big hat because he would go outside even when it was raining, even when it was hot and sunny, even when it was very, very bright outside, he would go outside. And why do you think he had that stick? What was that for? That's right, Cole, for walking. It's a walking stick because Shinran Shonin would walk long distances. He would walk long distances and he would walk up and down hills. And this is something that he learned how to do when he was at Mount Hiei. Yes, Dilma?
He would get tired.
And he did this, he learned how to do this when he was a monk at Mount Hiei. At Mount Hiei, they do a practice called the 1,000 days of walking. 1,000 days of walking. It's done over a period of 7 years. 7 years, they walk 1,000 days. And they start out by walking 100 days a year, and each day they would walk 30 kilometers. It's about 19 miles. They would walk 19 miles over the course of 6 hours, and they would stop and they would do service, they would do omaiti at over 200 little temples and shrines. So they would walk very long distance. And they would start out doing 100 days a day, 100 days a year, and then they would go up to 200 days a year. And they would start walking every day 60 kilometers. That's about 28 miles. That's more than a marathon. Usually, do you know anybody who's ever run a marathon? Yeah? Yep. Have you run a marathon, Mrs. Patterson? Yes? And have you run 100 marathons a year? No? When you ran that marathon, how many times did you run the marathon that year?
Once.
That's right. Even people who are training for marathons, I was talking to someone and say, you never run the full distance, right? Until you're actually going to do the marathon. But these marathon monks, they do it 100 times a year, right? They're not running, but they're not taking their time either. They're going very quickly, and they use that pole when they're going up the mountain. They use it like an oar to pull and push as they're going up, because it said they go the exact same speed for the whole 28 miles. So when they're going down the mountains, they use it to slow themselves down. When they're going up the mountains, they use it to speed up. So Shinran Shonin also did this kind of practice when he was a monk at Mount Hiei, trying to become enlightened, right? Like that fish trying to swim up the waterfall and become a dragon, right? Shinran did this, and he did this practice. He did practices like this for 20 years. For 20 years, he did these kinds of difficult practices, and you know what? He wasn't able to become enlightened. So he left the mountain, and he went to study with a teacher named Honen Shoni, who taught him about the Nembutsu, who taught him that when you say Namo Amida Butsu, you also become very strong, but not by doing these difficult practices, not by walking for 1,000 days, not by swimming up the waterfall, but by receiving the power of Amida Buddha, the boundless compassion and wisdom of Amida Buddha. Then you realize great strength. And you know what? After Shinran Shonin heard this teaching, he kept walking. He kept walking, right? Kept wearing that big round hat, and he kept walking. But now he wasn't walking to become enlightened. He was walking to tell people, to travel from place to place, to share this Nembutsu teaching, to share the joy of the Nembutsu, right? So when we see Shinran Shonin standing in front of the doorstep, we can join our hands and gassho and bow, because he worked so hard throughout his life so that we could hear this teaching, not for his own benefit, but for all of us, right? Today we have another traveler joining us. Mrs. Darlene Bagshaw has traveled all the way from Stockton. She got up late last night and she walked here all the way, the whole way, with her stick and her hat. Is that true? Maybe she'll tell us how she got here. But we're very honored, so I want to leave lots of time for us to hear Mrs. Bagshaw's wonderful reflections and to hear about her journey in the Nembutsu. So I'm going to conclude my words at this time. I'd like to invite you to join me in gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.